This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. There's been an outpouring of support from around the globe for the family of retired NBA great Kobe Bryant, who was killed in a helicopter crash just outside of Los Angeles, California. He and his 13-year-old daughter were among nine people killed while they were reportedly on their way to a basketball tournament for youngsters. AP's Ben Thomas with more on the initial report and Bryant's legacy.
Some folks were out here mountain biking this morning and saw an aircraft in distress that went down into the hillside.
That's Los Angeles County Fire Captain Tony Imbrenda describing a helicopter crash near Malibu.
We just know that it's multiple fatalities and there were no survivors.
The 18-time NBA All-Star won five championships with the LA Lakers, becoming one of the greatest basketball players of his generation. Bryant retired in 2016 as the third leading scorer in NBA history. I'm Ben Thomas.
U.S. federal health officials say that there are now five confirmed cases of the new China-based coronavirus and say they expect more. The head of the Centers for Disease Control and Respiratory Disease Office said Sunday all five victims had direct contact with others in Wuhan, the Chinese city where the disease is believed to have started. All five are said to be in good condition, but they're isolated in hospitals. As doctors and health officials try to find out more about the virus, CDC says it's investigating about 100 suspected cases in 26 states. Chinese officials say 56 people have died and nearly 2,000 others in China have been infected. President Xi Jinping said China is facing a grave situation and experts and other resources would be concentrated at specific hospitals to treat severe cases of that illness. Again, 56 people so far have died from the virus now. This is VOA News.